News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the Joint Committee on Drug Use will hold its first public meeting today and will begin examining the changes that could be made to reduce the harmful impacts of drug use on society. And I'm joined now by Marie Sherlock, Labour Senator and member of that Joint Committee on Drugs. Good morning to you, Marie. What can we expect later on today?
Well, today is the first of the public hearings for the Drugs Reform Committee, and we're going to hear from those behind the Citizens' Assembly or leading the Citizens' Assembly. So Paul Reid, of course, was the chair of the Citizens' Assembly and former chief executive or director of the HSE. So he, along with a number of the people leading the Citizens' Assembly, will be there today. Professor Johanna Ivers of Trinity, who's I suppose one of Europe's leading experts with regards to drugs and addiction, and Brian Galvin from the Health Research Board as well will be there. And I suppose that the critical questions for us today as members of the Drug Reform Committee is to understand how the Citizens Assembly arrived at their conclusions. I think in particular, you know, they express some shock that we have a national drug strategy that had indeed what we might call modest proposals with regards to, you know, health diversion programs and projects that were ultimately never implemented. And I think it is to understand their insights. And of course, Paul Reid can provide an insight both from his work in the Citizens Assembly, but also from the HSE as well. And I think it is understanding that, and crucially as well, in terms of understanding their perspective on the decriminalisation conversation. And of course, there was 250 hours of conversation in the Citizens Assembly. So a very comprehensive. And
so you're going to get a kind of a drilling into the summary of all of that. Obviously, we're moving in a direction, it would seem, of a health-led approach of treating addiction not as something that should be necessarily before the courts, but more so before an addiction specialist and all the kind of stuff. But with regard to the decriminalisation, where do you see that part of the body of work going?
So this week and next week, we will be looking at the Citizens Assembly recommendations, and then we move into module two then, which will effectively look at decriminalisation. And this is, to my mind, the most critical part of our work. And obviously, you know, this is a campaign led by my colleague Eoghan Reardon and others for many years to actually move beyond a criminal justice led approach to drug use, to problematic drug use in this country. So there will be a series of hearings involving both people here in Ireland, but most importantly, learning from the examples, particularly in Portugal and in Austria and in other countries, of how they have done it themselves. The reality here is that we I think for our committee, we in the very short time we have available, we need to put forward comprehensive proposals about how we move to a health-led approach away from solely, keeping problematic drug use within criminal justice system.
And I accept fully this is an anecdote and no more, but I'm not long back from Portugal. I was in Lisbon relatively recently, and the drug use on the streets of Lisbon is in your face. There are people stumbling around off their heads on drugs everywhere. You get offered drugs everywhere. The city is awash with drugs. I mean, we say that there's an issue in Dublin, and there is, but this was on another level. I mean, is there a danger that too many experts on this are sort of ignoring reality for the sake of kind of academic principle?
Oh, well, I think, Ciara, the critical thing here is that, you know, obviously no system is perfect, and we have to learn from what has worked and what doesn't work from other countries. But what we know here in Ireland is that our current system does not work. And, you know, just as recently as this week, we have the EU drugs report came out.
I know. Other areas have legalised and decriminalised because they say the war on drugs has failed. But some of those areas are now rolling back on that, saying that liberalising drugs has made it even worse.
And we need to look at all that. But the reality is that Ireland has the highest number of drug-induced deaths here in this country when you compare with every other EU member state. We almost have a death per day in this country, or we did back in 2020. And the number of deaths is going up, not down. So it is absolutely vital that we get our act together and understand, Marie, take the best from the other countries and introduce it here in Ireland.
Thank you for speaking to us this morning. That is Marie Sherlock, their Labour Senator and joint member of that Joint Committee on Drugs.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.